This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The man who shot and killed Ahmaud Arbery will be back on the witness stand today. Prosecutors will question Travis McMichael, one of three white men charged with murder in the death of Arbery, a black man who was running in their Georgia neighborhood. McMichael and his father told police they thought Arbery was a burglar. Travis McMichael testified that he shot Arbery in self-defense after Arbery grabbed his gun.
At this point, when I pulled the shotgun, I wouldn't have time to react if he wanted to get on me or to pull a gun or have a knife or if he wanted to do ill will. At this point, this is when I needed to show him to deter him to stay, to do not come at me.
Prosecutors say there is no evidence Ahmaud Arbery committed any crimes. The trial is on Court TV. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial moves into day three of deliberations today in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The jury's request to rewatch video in the case sparked a request from his attorneys for a mistrial. Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys say prosecutors gave them an inferior copy of a key video. The judge didn't immediately rule on that request. They're getting a 10% pay raise. John Deere and Company workers have approved a new contract that gives them an immediate 10% pay raise. It ends a month-long strike. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The deal also calls for 5% raises in years 3 and 5 and 3% bonuses in years 2, 4, and 6. The vote ends a strike that began October 14th. Unions in general are more inclined at this time to ask for more because of the ongoing worker shortages and long hours workers have been putting in during the pandemic.
President Biden will meet today with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. They have deep differences on migration, climate, and trade. This is AP News. You'll be able to repair your own iPhone soon.
For years, Apple has only allowed company-approved technicians to touch its proprietary software and parts. But now it's planning to launch an online store early next year, where users can pick up parts and tools to make simple repairs, like screens, batteries, and displays, on iPhone 12 and 13 models. Not only was the Biden administration and the Federal Trade Commission pushing for access to do-it-yourself repairs, even some Apple shareholders were demanding a change, saying the company's anti-repair practices contribute to electronic waste. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Did you see that electric Hummer that President Biden was test driving in Detroit yesterday? Starting price, almost $109,000. The president had just toured a GM plant in Detroit to showcase e-vehicles and his infrastructure bill and how it could help the auto industry. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.